Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about when a pastor gets accused of using the Bible to defend himself. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Really? When people say to me, he's defending himself. They've made all these accusations. He's defending himself, using the Bible to defend himself. Oh, I want to praise God. Even send him a thank you letter. Why? Because they're acknowledging then that I've used the Word of God to answer the question, and that it was right. And if the Word of God, rightly divided, defends me, praise God, it should, if I'm going to stand right. If it doesn't, that means I'm not standing right. So we've got to use the Word of God, my friend. And it's not just for preachers. It's for all of us who are saved. We must stand on the Word of God, even when family opposes us. Look, I know what it is to have family oppose, leave the church where I've been preaching, because I stood on the Word of God. I know, I've had family like that, relatives. But you know what? All of those of them that are saved, we'll be rejoicing together in heaven, because there everything's made right. So we're going to stand on the Word of God, and that's what your pastor needs, but he needs your prayer behind him in those things. He needs your encouragement in those things. Edify him, build him up in the truth. He's preaching the truth. He's getting attacked for him. You build him up. You edify him. You encourage him. Hey, preacher, you keep on keeping on. Now, so again, we've got to preach the word as it is to men as they are. They may not like it, but it's always right to preach God's word. Now, notice the very Holy Spirit of God, what he says in very emphatic terms here in our text, whose mouths must be stopped. Wow, that's pretty hard, isn't it? Sometime on your own, read James chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, which shows how the tongue can do so much damage. It's like a match putting an entire forest on fire. Oh, what damage that tongue can do. I've had this happen before. I mean, not just once, where somebody makes an accusation. They read something on the internet about somebody. I'm able to go back and investigate it, and I do. I'll go back and investigate. I'll see the accusation. Some of them have been horrible. This guy should be in prison. Why is he not in prison? Not only was there not proof, there's ample proof to show that he not only didn't do it, but somebody else did. Adjudicated not guilty, adjudicated set free. I've seen them not even arrested. Just the accusation, set free. And people still, that guy's preaching or they're doing something in ministry, they're going to go around warning everybody, you don't want that ungodly, unholy person. Look, the person that's saying that is ungodly and unholy and unrighteous. And again, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Don't be a part of such filth. Now, notice there he said, they must be stopped. There in our text, that mouth must be stopped. It's in what they call, in the Greek, a present infinitive. Boy, that sounded intelligent. Well, that simply shows that this is an ongoing duty of the pastor. You don't ordain pastors and you don't call pastors who won't do that. It's his ongoing duty to do that. The pastor must be sure that they just stand true, because you can know beyond any shadow of doubt that there, when there's gossip, there's always going to be there those that who are there that are going to keep it going. Satan doesn't attack just once, and that's it. Even when he has lost in a particular battle, he's going to come back. He's going to try again. He doesn't stop after one time. I mean, look at Jesus. He's tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Satan leaves him, but Satan comes back and tries other things. All along, Satan keeps trying to get him defeated, and Satan keeps losing, because Jesus was committed to the walk with God. See, the law cannot make you or your heart clean. It can't. The grace of God, it doesn't overlook sin. It doesn't overlook filthiness and naughtiness. Rather, grace seeks to bring that person to repentance and to have that removed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Grace and mercy do not fake obedience. Grace and mercy does not fake forgiveness and repentance. Grace and mercy bring one to the holiness, forgiving their sin, cleansing them of their sin by the blood of Jesus Christ, and bringing them back to the walk where they ought to be. Now, the Judaizers were trying to teach the Gentiles, hey, if you'll just keep the law. And that day, they would incorporate, trying to incorporate parts of the law as the method of staying saved. Even being saved had to incorporate part of the law. You've got to be circumcised if you're going to be saved. There are things that they had to do just to be able to stay saved in their mind. Today we have those who preach grace and liberty, and they are also applying that to the flesh to fulfill its lusts, as we've said many times here. Because it's what their self desires. And they try to justify it by resting the scripture. The Bible teaches the Spirit itself, rather than man, the Bible teaches the Spirit of God, is to lead us to holiness and righteousness. It is to be fed from the Word of God to have power over the flesh. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, but if you're going to use the flesh, you're not doing it through Christ, so you're not going to have the Christ strength to do whatever it is. God doesn't need man to accomplish in the flesh what God doesn't need man to do or try to accomplish in the flesh. Man thinks his spirit cannot do these things. That is so far from the truth and understanding the person of God and the conversation of holiness. Let me just say this. You should know the Lord. You should know Him well. But what does it mean to know the Lord? We read of Joseph. Now, this is going to sound completely different, and I'm not doing this to in any way think of evil. Okay? And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 1 that Joseph knew not Mary till after their first child was born. That simply means they did not have a husband and wife physical relationship until after Christ was born. After that, there were other children born to him. For example, we find that James, that wrote the book of James, the Holy Spirit giving him the words, was a brother of Jesus in the flesh. In other words, he's a half-brother because Joseph was not really Jesus' father, and so Joseph is James' father. So that makes them half-brothers because they both had the same mother. What I'm saying is that with the brothers and the sisters that were there, they all belonged to Mary, but only Jesus was virgin-born. And there were no physical relationship of the husband and wife till after that birth. Now, he didn't know her. That's an intimate knowledge till then. But he knew her. He knew who she was. He was married to her. Okay? I counsel couples that come in to get married. And I say, you know, you think you really know this person. And you're going to find out what every married person, man and woman, has found out since the beginning of time. You thought you knew the person, but you never lived with that person. When you start living with the person, you begin to realize you didn't know them. Then you have adjustments. But, you know, that's all right because infatuation is not true love. Once you're married and you get to know each other and you begin to grow in that thing, look, you'll go through trials, you'll go through troubles, you'll go through all kinds of things. But you know what? I found that in my case, the love has grown stronger, not weaker, over the years. And you'll know, you'll find that out in about every senior couple that has remained married. I've got 52 years under my belt, but everyone that's remained married like that, they find out that the love is stronger now than it was when they first got married, when even then when they thought they couldn't love each other any more than they do. But you see, you get to know the person. Getting to know the person. Now, when I first married my wife, I thought, boy, I really know her. I know what she likes. I know what she doesn't like, blah, 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 blah. And then sometimes I said some things I thought was all right. Oh, man, that was almost a war, okay?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.